Do you ever feel overwhelmed by your finances? Do you dream of a life where money is not a source of stress, but rather a tool for achieving your goals? Today on the Contagious Victories podcast, I am talking with Taylor Schminchak, an accredited financial counselor and the founder of Blossom Financial Coaching. With a personal experience of paying off $45,000 in debt, Taylor has the unique ability to understand and guide her clients towards financial success. Are you ready to hear my conversation with this incredible woman and learn how her holistic approach to finances can transform your life?
Welcome to the Contagious Victories podcast. Each week, we talk inspiration, explore possibilities, and share insights from creative perspectives. I'm Tori Blackman, and I'm here to remind you that your purpose in life is to celebrate the victories, because victories are contagious.
Are you ready to amplify your voice and share your remarkable journey with the world? I believe that every victory, no matter how big or how small, deserves to be heard. Your story has the power to uplift, motivate, and ignite hope in others. So let's create a ripple effect of positivity and empowerment. Ready to be on the show? Reach out to me at contagiousvictories.com.
Welcome back to another episode of the Contagious Victories podcast. Today, I have a special guest. I'm talking with Taylor from Blossom Financial Coaching. And today, we are going to be talking about what led her to become a financial coach. So welcome to the show, Taylor.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to let you start with your victory story about getting out of debt and how that has led you to a blossoming business with Blossom Financial Coaching. So why don't you kick it off and tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got out of debt, which is a huge deal, especially today.
Yeah. And honestly, I was not in a place to talk about this years ago. I feel like there's so much shame around money and financial things, and especially debt. And so I'm happy I'm in a spot now that I feel comfortable talking about it. But let me think. So back to probably like post-college, so I was fortunate enough to not have any student loans.
Oh, yeah.
But shortly after getting married, my husband and I, we accumulated a lot of debt really quickly. So we had a personal loan to help redo our fixer-upper home. I bought a big girl car because that's what you do like after you graduate and get a job. So took on a car loan that I had no business buying. And we had some travel debt, believe it or not, like from our honeymoon and some other things. So we had about $45,000 in debt, which I know is more or less compared to some people, but we accumulated that pretty quickly. And so we were just really realizing like how much we were sending to debt payments,
yeah,
like toward our car payment and credit card bills and like that type of thing. And so we just were like, we have to change this. And so simultaneously, so if it's okay, I'll jump back a second to my professional journey too. My background's higher ed. So I have always worked with college students prior to this business. And so I was working in a student support office, helping students who were struggling with like academics, mental health, financial things. Basically, we were a retention office. And I was tasked with creating a financial wellness education program. And keep in mind, we had all this debt that we were like trying to figure out. Like I was a hot mess express when it came to my money. And so I was tasked to create this program, even though I had no criteria to do so. And so through that process of creating this program and supporting college students, we got our own ducks in a row. And then one thing led to another, and it took us about 28 months or so to pay off that debt.
Oh, but that's not long. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it takes usually a lot longer.
Yeah. I mean, it felt like a long time in the moment. And we probably could have paid it off a little bit quicker, but we wanted to have that balance, right, of like still traveling and still like going out with friends and doing those types of things. And so that's just a huge reason why I'm really passionate about helping my clients find that balance, because we can work on our goals of saving for things or paying off debt if that's important to them. But finding that balance was really important for us. And I know it's important for a lot of other people too, to not sacrifice a lot.
Yeah. As far as like debt goes, what was the biggest shock when you started putting that program together with your professional job?
Yeah, I think I honestly felt like a hypocrite, believe it or not. Like I was teaching these students how to manage their money well, Well, simultaneously, we were struggling to make ends meet with our debt payments, and we had a mortgage, and, yeah. and just living life. We still wanted to enjoy life. I think that's where a lot of young adults, we struggle, like in your 20s, just because you want to do everything, but then you still have to balance other things. So something I wasn't really expecting on our debt-free journey was just how much peace would come from that. Just that sense of peace of not having to have looming payments over your head or having to backtrack and think retroactively. It was really just life-giving just to be able to focus on what we have currently and where can we spend this money wisely? How can we give this money and be generous? And how can we spend in alignment with our values? So that was something that really was eye-opening as I was teaching this to college students on my own journey of, like, I want my own spending to be in alignment with what we value. And getting rid of that debt was really huge in that process.
I bet so. Yeah, I know personally I shy away from having important financial conversations with myself and finding those opportunities to save and stuff. It seems to come in certain seasons, like the beginning of the year or like, you know, around the end of the year when I start making other New Year's resolutions and goals and stuff. I get really gung-ho to get my finances in order and I'm really inspired by it. But at the same time, it's a little bit intimidating. And I think that other people probably relate with that feeling as well. So to hear you say that there's a lot of peace that comes with it once you start getting organized and start getting your finances in order, that is very motivating to someone who maybe loses focus in other seasons. So it's good that you are able to identify that peace of mind and share it. And I know you've been doing a lot of one-on-one coaching with creatives. You have recently been really inspired by working with creatives. And as someone who went to college with an art degree, I am a self-identified and also on a little piece of paper identified as a creative and as an artist. And sometimes I think, well, I could have easily done that without going to college. And now I have all the student debt. But like I mentioned, I do get inspired every so often to like really hunker down and find more tips and stuff. But other than the snowball method, I don't know of any other like little tips that really would, I guess, benefit someone like me. Could you share a couple tidbits and tips that you've learned since you've been working with more creatives and artists?
Yeah, I think you brought up a really interesting point. I think a lot of people in our generation feel bad or remorseful or regretful about the debt that they've taken on for student loans or cars like me or travel expenses. And I think it's really important that we first learn to forgive ourselves for any past money mistakes that we've made. Not necessarily saying that a student degree is a mistake, but I think that's really huge that I first try and work with my clients of making sure that we made the decisions that we did. We used the information that we had to the best of our ability, yeah. right? And so I think that mindset piece is really, really huge. But there's so many different tips. And that's why one-on-one financial coaching is so effective, is because it's so unique. Back to the creative piece, I've never considered myself super creative in the traditional sense. Like, I'm a horrible artist. I can't sing, like all the things. But that was really an eye-opening piece for me of just realizing I am creative, and it's just in a different way of we have to think creatively about our money and how can we figure out what works for us and how can we trick our brain in unique ways and whatnot. But for tips, I would say at least with debt, I think first just looking at how much you have. I know that's the most painful part ever. Just doing an audit of what is my debt? How much do I have? What does it look like? But the snowball is probably the most popular method that's out there. Avalanche is another method.
I haven't.
So it's kind of the flip. Snowball, for anyone who's not familiar with that, you take all of your debt from the size, from smallest to largest, and you tackle that smallest debt first. Avalanche, you do that with interest rate. So you tackle the highest interest rate first, and then you work the other way around. But many of my clients, we come up with a hybrid method. So this is where some of that creativity comes into play of what would be most motivating for you as an individual. Some people are very motivated by the snowball. Other people are really motivated by the avalanche method. Or maybe there's certain debts that you just are really motivated to see gone. Maybe there was some like poor spending, or I've seen maybe debt that came from a as a result of like a divorce or something like that. So it's really, that's where that creativity comes into play of don't fall victim to everything you see on YouTube or like the cookie cutter things that are out there. It's really unique to you. And so I think that should be exciting for creatives just to know that I can play around with this and make this work for me and find out what motivates me the most.
Yeah, I love that. I haven't heard of the combo or the avalanche. So to have you make your own is definitely right up my alley as a creative person. And it makes the conversation a little bit more approachable, and the peace of mind is definitely there. So I think that's really unique and interesting. So Taylor, tell me a little bit more about what you're doing now with Blossom Financial Coaching. I know we talked a little bit about the one-on-one that you're offering, and you shared a little bit of insight about ways that you can put together some strategies for getting your debt and your finances under control. But what does your day-to-day look like as a financial coach? And what are some of the other clients outside of creatives that you work with? Is it anyone? Is it more so people like coming out of college? Tell me all about it.
Yeah. So Blossom Financial Coaching, that was created while I was still working in higher ed. I loved working with college students. That's my history. That's, you know, what I studied for in my master's degree program. But I just really craved that one-on-one work with individuals. And so slowly but surely behind the scenes, I crafted this business just so that way I could better serve individuals on a one-on-one capacity. Through that journey, I mean, this has been a victory in of itself of just realizing, one, this is what I want to do. I never envisioned wanting to be a financial coach. Like, finances are not sexy by any means. So, but then transitioning to part-time work, and then now just fully operating my business. And I do so in a part-time capacity. But as a mom, it's really helpful to have that flexibility. I have two toddlers, so it's just helpful to have that flexibility with that. But my bread and butter is really supporting individuals in a one-on-one capacity. And so really all of my clients first start with a clarity session is what it's called. So it's a 90-minute session where we dive deep and just create a plan that works for you. And we can have fun with money and make it approachable for you and all the things. And then clients, if they're interested, they can choose to do more of a long-term program where we really see that success really blossom, which is my name, Blossom Financial Coaching. So, and I also do some group programs too. So right now I'm leading a free 21-day no-spend challenge with about 20 plus women. And so that's been really cool just to make, again, finances more approachable. So it doesn't have to be some scary, intimidating thing. We're just going to, you know, make it come to us and make it more real life for us and applicable. I also do presentations and workshops. I love doing workshops and just having people think intentionally with their money and how they want to make it work for them based on their values and their priorities in life. Day to day, I do a little bit of everything. So a lot of virtual meetings where I'm coaching clients one-on-one, checking in with my clients, leading some group programs that I have too. But I get to do a little bit of everything, which I really love. To answer your other question about who I like to serve, so I serve a little bit of everybody from different demographics and walks of life, but I really love serving individuals who are post-college, so I would say 30s or so, just because that's such an exciting time in our lives where, and scary, I think, as well. It's scary and exciting because there's so many new things that are happening. We're transitioning off of college in most situations. You maybe want to buy a house. Maybe you are wanting to get married, have kids. You want to travel and live life, and you're still having fun and going out with your friends and whatever the case is, but it's hard to find that balance. And so that's where I'm really passionate, just to show that you can do both. You can enjoy your money and be generous with your money, but still working on your goals too.
Yes. And I am in that phase of life, not so much the college, but in that phase of life of like, okay, do I need a new car, a big girl car? Do I need to put it in savings? Do I need to take that vacation that I've been wanting to take? Or, you know, so that is a very exciting and also confusing time, because paralleling those thoughts that I'm having is also the other thoughts about getting excited about my finances and paying off those student loans and things like that. So I definitely can see the value that you offer to young people coming out of college and in that first, I feel like, round of adulthood is a good way to kind of put it, where you're, you know, maybe you've been on your own a little bit post or in college, but now that you are post it, you're figuring it out. And
you know, you've got those bills and things coming out and stuff. So your money is being taken in ways that maybe you didn't really think when you were in college that it would go towards and stuff like that. So figuring out all of those things is definitely a challenge, but I can see the value in having a coach, and even some of those group coaching sessions or group workshops that you offer, I could see where that would be really valuable for someone like me. So I'm going to have to look into that a little bit more. When I was looking up more about you and like reading about your background and stuff, I noticed that you're a holistic coach, a little bit of you have an holistic financial approach. And you kind of went into that a little bit with the why behind what you're doing. And you've got your days scheduled out where you can be with your two toddlers. Can you tell me a little bit more about how you got your life structured in that way? And then why is that important to you to be able to help other people do that as well?
Yeah, I would say thinking back to my life before financial coaching, when I worked in higher education, I kind of felt stuck in my job because of my debt payments that I had, that I had to still have that salary. I still needed to, you know, work that 9-to-5, 8-to-5 job so that I could still do things with my kids or pay for our house, all those things. And so becoming debt-free really provided that freedom where I could make more choices. And so that's where I hope this is an encouragement to your listeners of, yes, it might not be fun when you're first getting started on whatever financial journey you're pursuing. I know it's not a sexy topic by any means, but this is your why of what do you want that life to look like after, you know, you make some of those temporary sacrifices. And so for me, from that holistic approach, I wanted that balance. I wanted to be a mom and be able to fill my cup when it comes to business things and being a professional. And so because we paid off that debt, that provided that avenue where I could make that leap. So I hope that's an encouragement for individuals that it might require some temporary sacrifice, but then you have all of that freedom, you know, to make decisions that are in alignment for what you value personally. So, and I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, it did. It did. And I like how you explain that too, because it is all about sacrifice. And I feel like even when you do have your finances in order, which I'm not saying that I do, I don't, but I think that I have a little bit of a good foot in the right door with paying off my car. I did that right away. And I had tried to take a little bit of advantage during the COVID stuff with my student loans. There was no interest rates. And I was like, okay, I'm still working. I'm still going to pay some payments towards that. If there's no interest, why not? You know? So I think I try to think smart in that way towards my finances, but I by no means have it under control. However, I do see the value, like I mentioned, in getting getting your finances in order and becoming savvy in that financial lingo. And I have an interest in that. And I, you know, you keep saying that it's not sexy. I think it's sexy. I think that it really is, because it seems like when you really have, you know what you're working with and you have a good understanding of what you have in the bank, and not in a way of like, you know, money, 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 but in a way of like organized, 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 then you know who you are and what you can play with. If it's, you know, if you want to look at it like that. And I don't know if that's how you feel, but I've always wanted to become completely debt-free. And so that's always been, even since I was like little, a goal of mine is I wasn't afraid of the boogeyman, but the commercials on TV about credit card debt, they got me. So I've always, you know, had that mixed feelings, but also I think it is incredibly, you know, attractive to have that under control. And then also I want to be able to feel confident so that I can approach my finances with that good mindset and stuff. So I like the way that you said that you have to sacrifice things though, because at the end of the day, it is about sacrifice. And I think personally, whenever you do give in a way that can be looked at as a sacrifice, but in a way it also isn't. But when you give and when you feel like you know how much you have to give and that kind of thing, I notice in my own life, it either comes back, and that's not the reason I do it, but it'll come back to you, or it'll make you feel more confident, and that in a way will come back like energetically, you know? So,
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And it's a confidence thing. I mean, that's really all this is. We're just trying to become more confident when it comes to our money decisions. Like, we want to feel good about the decisions that we're making. And first of all, congrats on paying off your car and the other debt that you said. That's amazing. Thanks. Yeah, that's like,
it was not a new car by any means, but it, you know, it was mine. And I've always taken a lot of pride in having that under my belt. I've never had that over me, but thank you.
No, that's huge. Yeah. And I think it's just getting a taste of it. I mean, you probably weren't like super excited at the beginning, but once you got that taste of how it feels to feel like I'm more confident with my money and feel like I have like a sense of control or I have a roadmap that I want to follow, like that's really half the battle, I think, is just first exposing yourself, because a lot of people have anxiety when it comes to money based on past experiences, or maybe their parents thought about money a lot or whatnot, or you just know you're in a rough spot and you just don't want to look at it. I think if you're able to rip off that Band-Aid and just jump in and get a look at where you're at, I think you slowly but surely get that taste where you're just more excited and more motivated over time.
I think the hardest part too is admitting that you care about it. You know, like I think with, you hear a lot of women especially talking about like it's rude or not socially acceptable to talk about it. And whenever I heard that originally, I was like, oh, I didn't know that. Whoops, you know, but at the same time, I think too, it's kind of nerve-wracking for me, at least, to be like, I do care about getting my student loans paid off. Like, I don't want to have that car note hanging over my head. Like, those things matter, and they might not matter to everybody, but they matter to me. And so I guess admitting that is a little bit hard. And then also just, again, staying focused throughout the whole year is, I feel like, the biggest hang up. Yeah. But when you said it's a mindset shift, you probably have already heard this, but one of the biggest things that I've been doing in 2024 that I have stayed pretty accountable with is saying, using the mindset shift to say, instead of I can't afford it, what can I do to afford it? And I don't know if you've ever heard that little tidbit. I think it came from a book or something that I read a while back, but if any of the listeners are maybe wondering where can they start today, like literally in the next 5 minutes, then maybe they could use that little mind tip of changing the way that you talk instead of saying, I cannot afford this, or, oh, I can't afford, you know, a drink or whatever to stop at the gas station. You know, with to each their own, I would tell you, you can drink water at home, because that's what my mom told me growing up. But instead of saying, I can't afford it, how can I afford it? So maybe you can, you know, start calling up your list of potential clients and saying, hey, I've got this new offer or whatever. And then once you make the sale, then you can go and get that drink at the gas station. Does that make sense? Is that?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it makes you a little bit more motivated and you work a little bit harder.
Yeah.
Right? Like, well, and even like, I love that, but like, I can't afford it right now. I think instant gratification is something that I struggle with. Like when I want something, I want to buy it now. Right. Like I see it from an influencer online, or I'm driving past somewhere and I just like want to buy it. So I think that's even like a huge mindset shift of like, let me sit on this for a second. And like, do I really need this? Do I really want it? Because half the time we'll change our mind.
Yeah.
Like 10 minutes later, I think is like half the battle too. But yeah, if someone's first starting, like if this has piqued your interest by any means, I think what you really need to do first is probably do what I call a spending audit.
Okay.
And I know that sounds like super icky and like not super exciting by any means, but it really just looks at maybe your last month, but realistically your last 3 months, and see what are you spending on average in similar categories. So for example, look at how much are you spending on groceries in a month on average? How much are you spending on restaurants, on fun things, transportation, clothing? Try and group them to the best of your ability. And I know it can be painful to look at those, especially if you struggle with a spending problem of any kind, but that's going to be that foundation for us to move forward, to create a budget that's realistic for you, that works for you. That's really what I would encourage someone to do first, is to just look through my spending. And what am I spending on average in different categories, if that makes sense?
That does. That's really good advice and a great place to start too. So create a spending audit and look through all of your finances and start grouping them together and seeing where your money is going. Is that right?
Yeah, it can hurt. It can hurt. I'm not going to lie. It's really ripping off that Band-Aid. And again, if someone struggles with spending problems of any kind, like just to see that number in writing of how much you're actually spending, some people get really upset about it. Like, oh my gosh, I had no clue I was wasting that much money on XYZ. But I just really encourage you, hone into that. And just use that to spur you along to do the next step, which would be creating a budget or seeking community. Community is really big. I know we haven't talked too much on that, but just to maintain motivation throughout your financial journey is seek people who talk about money. Like, money does not need to be taboo. Like, similar to what you were saying, like, why is it taboo? Find friends who will talk about money with you, where you can celebrate your wins in addition to sharing what you're struggling with and picking their brain. So hopefully you have people in your life, our listeners, but if not, finding that community through people around you, or I know I have some community groups as well. So I think that's really important to maintain that momentum, because you're not going to feel like doing it every day. I'm still on a money journey and I don't feel like doing it every day. And I work with people every day on their money. There's just sometimes when you just don't want to look at your money or whatever is happening, you know, it's not always easy. So I think that's really going to help people continue on their journey.
Well, I will have to keep up with you, Taylor, for that next group workshop that you do. And then also for one of those one-on-one coaching sessions. Where can our listeners go to find out more about both of those things?
Yeah, so I'm active on Instagram. Okay. So my handle is Blossom Financial Coaching, and then also my website, blossomfinancialcoaching.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for all of the information today. Did you have anything else you wanted to share about your business or about your journey, your victory story to being a business owner, to getting debt free, anything that you want to add to share with our listeners?
I think most importantly, just keep going. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other. Don't jump too far ahead, whether it's in your business journey or anything else that you're going through with your money. Just one step at a time, and it'll definitely pay off when you look back. But I also would love to give any of your listeners a discount code if they are interested in scheduling a clarity session, my 90-minute session that I offer. So I can give a 25% discount code of victory. Oh. We'll do that. So that way it works with your podcast. There you go.
Thank you.
And yeah, would love to work with anyone who is just wanting to take that first step to making money more approachable, where they just feel more confident about how they're spending and saving their money.
Yes. And all of the listeners, you should take advantage of that. That is a very generous discount code. Thank you so much, Taylor. You said victory is the little code. All right. Well, if you want to check on that, then go to her website. I will be very much following up with that. That sounds right up my alley. And I know we don't typically talk about money over here, but I think that as an artist and as a creative and working, you know, you deal with money. And so just to have that clarity, to have that confidence, that is so valuable, especially if you are celebrating your victories. You don't want to have to celebrate one day and then the next day be like all upset and crying because, you know, you don't have the funds that you thought you did or whatever. So let's all take this time to get organized, take advantage of that discount code, and let's come back a year from now and be like really, really just organized with all of our finances so that we can be savvy with our spending, and we don't have to feel like, you know, guilty or shameful around it anymore. We can just create and live our victory stories without any burdens holding us back. So thank you. I'm going to be taking advantage of that code. I really appreciate it. Genuinely. That's very generous. So thank you, Taylor.
For sure.
And thank you for coming on. And I cannot wait to find out more about Blossom Financial. And I'll have all of the promo codes that Taylor talked about in our conversation today listed in the show notes. So don't go anywhere except to check out those show notes.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast. I appreciate it. Yes.
Now, wasn't that an amazing conversation? From setting tangible goals to facing our fears and changing our mindset, Taylor's advice is not only practical, but it was also empowering. It's not just about getting out of debt. Her approach applies to managing money and reaching our full potential in all aspects of life. As we discussed her insights and strategies, it became clear that by taking control of our finances, we can transform our lives for the better. But it's not enough to just listen to this inspiring conversation. We must take action. Taylor's conversation was a good reminder that no one can do this for you but you. So why not start today? Whether it's reaching out to Taylor for coaching or simply taking the first step towards your own financial freedom, by flipping the script on the way you talk to yourself, remember, it's how can I afford it? Scratch the phrase, I can't afford it, from your vocabulary. Let's make a commitment to ourselves and our futures. As we wrap up this episode and reflect on the valuable insights shared by Taylor, remember that it's never too late to take control of your finances and transform your life. So let's continue the conversation and support each other on this journey towards contagious victories. And as we go forth, let's keep in mind the words of Warren Buffett: the best investment that you can make is in yourself. Until next time, celebrate the big wins and the small ones. Bye, friends.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of the Contagious Victories Podcast. If the show inspired you to share your own victory story, I'm here to tell you the world deserves to hear it. Submit it to me online at toriblackman.com. Review and subscribe if that feels right. Telling a friend about the show helps Contagious Victories to grow. Plus, we all appreciate a little sunshine. I'm Tori B. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you soon.